My birthday tends to be a pretty great day in our house.
This is what you want? A little of that for you?
36 today.
You don't look 36. Like when I close my
eyes. I'm your biological son.
You want to come in?
Okay.
I can't fall for a fat person right now.
I guess I'll lose the weight then.
The only good things are going to happen here today.
This Is Us, Tuesdays this fall on NBC.
Hey, what's up, everybody? My name is Brancy, and welcome back to another This Is Us recap show here on Variety Radio Online. I'm going to be talking about this week's episode of This Is Us, titled Career Days. Another fantastic episode. NBC really knocked it out of the park, picking up This Is Us. Loving the show so far, and I love this episode. We got a lot more information about Randall this episode, which is really great because he is really fascinating, but we haven't seen a ton of his backstory. So I'm just going to start off with Randall since I'm already talking about it. So we learned that in the past tense, so in Jack and Rebecca's kind of storyline, we see that they find out that Randall is academically gifted. So they struggle with whether or not to place him in a school that is better suited for his academic gift. And most of the struggle actually comes from Jack because, you know, Jack is such an amazing father, can I just say? Because he knows that Randall is struggling with the fact that he's different, and he doesn't want Randall to feel that he is any less loved than Kevin or Kate, or he is any less important than any other student or any other person, because, you know, this is taking place in the past, and obviously there is still racial tension now in 2016, so I can't even imagine how bad it was back then. So Jack is so amazing to have that much consideration for his son, and his and Randall's dynamic in the episode was really great to watch. And they actually do decide that Randall should be, you know, pursuing that academic career if he's not being challenged in typical public school. So that was a great scene between Jack and Randall where he tells Randall, like, you know, I know that you don't want to stand out because you feel like you're going to be judged, but I want you to stand out because of how amazing you are. And that was just such a great scene to see between a father and son. Loved it. In the present tense, Randall is struggling with career day, his daughter's career day, and she wants, you know, grandpa to come because he's great at the piano, and she wants Uncle Kev to come because he's an actor, and, you know, Randall has a less interesting job, I'll say, so he kind of struggles with that. God-awful piano rendition on career day, must I say, but at the end, you know, he has this realization, and he tells the family, he's like, you know, I know that it may not seem like the most interesting job in the world, but to me, my work is challenging, and it makes me excited because I'm finally being tested, and, you know, I can't imagine how monotonous it would be to have a job where you're not being challenged because you are so far above that level of, you know, intelligence that it's hard for you to even focus on it because you're so bored. So I love that Randall kind of took charge of that. And I think a lot of people watching needed to hear that because I know a lot of people, like accountants, get like so much crap from people about how like their job isn't interesting and like all these other jobs. But to that person, it could be the most interesting thing in the world because they are finally being challenged, just like Randall said. So I really loved that scene with him. Moving on to Kevin. Kevin struggles with an emotional scene in the play. So his co-star actually takes him to, like, it wasn't a funeral, I don't think, because it was like the after part of it. I don't know. I think it was like a wake or something like that. And he has this really emotional moment with the widow, and that whole thing with Kevin was just amazing. Like, Justin Hartley is such an amazing actor for putting those emotions across, and he's talking about, you know, how when he was a kid, he loved his father so much, and, you know, being a child in a family of three kids, it's hard to get that special attention from dad, so he always wanted those moments with Jack. And when Jack died, he kind of lost a part of himself, and it, like, hurt him so deeply that you kind of see all that emotion play out on his face as he's telling this story And he finally gets, you know, the material that he needs to dig deep and use for his performance in the play. So I'm sure this is going to really help his performance. He obviously has a little something going on with his co-star. Not sure how I feel about that because I don't really know how I feel about her at this point. But I don't know. We'll see. Maybe it'll get better. Lastly, and I know that these are going by so quickly, but with such few main characters, it's hard to like draw out a review, if that makes sense. So these are very short reviews, but with such few characters and such good episodes, it's like hard to even theorize about what's going to happen because we have no idea. It's like real life. So we're just kind of discussing the things that happened on this review show. And with such few characters, the reviews are obviously not going to be as long. So finally, we're going to talk about Kate. Loved Kate in this episode. I know I keep saying that. Like, it's probably so annoying that you're listening to that and you're like, oh, I love this, I love that. Because, like, I always say the same thing. But I genuinely love the show. I have not had an issue with it so far. Like, I don't have anything to complain about. Obviously, there's, like, friction with on the show, like with characters that like obviously cause a little bit of tension, but I mean obviously you need that when you're watching a TV show. But Kate gets a new job, and the person that she is working for has a daughter who is incredibly rude to her, and you know, is just calling her fat and saying, you know, like, you think that my mom hired you because you're worth something? Well, you're wrong. It's just because she thinks that you're gonna connect to me because we're both fat. And like, it was just like this whole big thing. And it was awful for Kate to have to hear that from a child. But I love Kate, especially in this episode. She kicks that little girl out of her car and is like, no, you need to respect your mom. You need to respect other people. And the whole dynamic between that was great. So Kate actually talks with her mom and they decide on, you know, I'm not going to be just your intern. I'm going to be treated as your equal because I am worth that. And that was just incredible to see somebody step up and say, you know what, I'm worth more than this, so you shouldn't treat me like this. And I know they like had just met, so it wasn't like she had a whole lot of, you know, power behind it, but you know, the employer is obviously great because she's totally in agreement and they come to the decision that, you know, she is going to be treated equally and they are going to be equals in this relationship that they're going to have in their business. So I'm really excited to see where everybody goes. Another great episode. That's honestly all I had for this episode. But another great episode from This Is Us. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you want to check out more, you can go to thevro.com where you can find tons of podcasts like these, blog reviews, interviews, convention coverage, all kinds of stuff. Check that out on thevro.com. You can also find us on our social media. We are Variety Radio Online on Facebook and Instagram. You can find us at thevro on Twitter. Let us know what you're thinking about This Is Us. Is there anything that you kind of want us to talk about? Is there any other show that you want to give your input on? Any of those social media you can use to let us know what you're thinking. But thank you guys so much for listening, and I will see you guys next week to talk more This Is Us. Goodbye.